None of us like being offended. Sometimes we take offence because the person dishing it out is just being obnoxious. Other times, though, it's because they're telling us a truth that touches our raw nerve. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I was in a meeting with another ministry leader recently, and the way he talked about what God had called me to do was, well, it was downright offensive. I was actually quite shocked. Now, we can choose to take offence or not, and I chose not to. But you've been there too, right? And it's not pleasant. Fortunately, though, or so our thinking goes, God is a God of love, and He'd never set out to offend us. After all, we're special to Him. Jesus, speaking to some people and knowing what was in their hearts, said this, John chapter 8, beginning at verse 42. If God were really your Father, you would love me. I came from God, and now I'm here. I didn't come on my own authority. God sent me. You don't understand the things I say because you cannot accept my teaching. Your father is the devil. You belong to him. You want to do what he wants. He was a murderer from the beginning. He was always against the truth. There's no truth in him. He is like the lies he tells. Yes, the devil is a liar. He's the father of lies. Now, if Jesus spoke to you that way, would you be offended? Probably. But when he appears to offend us, it's not that he's setting out to be obnoxious per se. It's because he's telling us a truth that's touched a raw nerve. And when that happens, let me tell you, it's time to listen. That's God's word fresh for you today. Yeah, sometimes God's word is, shall we say, challenging. But that's because he wants to set us free to be all that he's made us to be. And that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Don't Miss Out on God's Blessing. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's christianityworks.com.